Netflix beat its numbers and the stock fell 7%. Here is why both happened. Netflix reported higher revenue and higher earnings for the second quarter, and its stock fell about 7% anyway. That is not a contradiction. It is the difference between what a company did last quarter and what it told investors about next quarter. The simple version. Netflix reported its second quarter results after the market closed on July 16. Revenue was $12.56 billion, up 13% from a year earlier. Adjusted earnings were $0.80 per share. Both landed roughly where Wall Street expected, and the stock fell as much as 12% before closing down about 7% the next day. A stock price is not a grade on the quarter that just ended. It is a bet on the quarters ahead. Netflix told investors it expects revenue to grow about 12% next quarter to roughly $12.86 billion, which was below what analysts were looking for. The results were fine. The forecast was not, and the forecast is what the stock trades on. The numbers. Revenue was $12.56 billion, up 13% from $11.08 billion a year earlier. Netflix. Q2 2026 shareholder letter and Form 8K, July 16, 2026. Net income was $3.4 billion, up about 9% from $3.13 billion a year earlier. Netflix. Adjusted diluted earnings were $0.80 per share, up from $0.72 a year earlier. Netflix. Wall Street analysts had expected roughly $12.58 billion in revenue and $0.79 per share, according to LSEG and FactSet data. LSEG. FactSet. Operating margin was 33.4%, down from 34.1% a year earlier. Netflix. For the third quarter, Netflix guided to revenue growth of about 12%, to roughly $12.86 billion, below analyst expectations of about $13 billion. Netflix. Netflix narrowed its full-year 2026 revenue guidance to a range of $51.0 billion to $51.4 billion. Netflix. The company said its advertising business remains on track to reach about $3 billion in revenue in 2026, roughly double 2025. Netflix. Netflix said subscribers watched 97 billion hours of content in the first half of 2026, up about 2% year over year. Netflix. Why a beat and a sell-off happen in the same afternoon? An earnings report has two halves and they do different jobs. The first half is the scorecard, revenue, profit, and earnings per share for the quarter that just ended. The second half is the forecast, what management tells investors to expect next. The scorecard is history. By the time it is published, the stock price already reflects a guess about what it would say, because analysts have spent 3 months estimating it. Meeting that guess is the default, not a win. Beating it slightly, as Netflix did, moves the stock very little on its own. The forecast is where the price actually moves because it is new information. When Netflix guided next quarter's growth below what analysts had penciled in, it changed the bet, and the stock repriced to the new bet within minutes. The quarter was good. The guidance was the news. There is a second wrinkle worth knowing. Starting after the first quarter of 2026, Netflix stopped reporting how many subscribers it has and now reports regional revenue instead. That means one of the numbers investors use to judge the company is simply gone, so engagement figures like the 97 billion hours watched carry more weight, and they are harder to compare to a clean expectation. The real cost lends on a subscription that keeps rising. The part of this report that touches a normal household is not the stock. It is the reason the revenue grew. Netflix said the quarter reflected recent price increases across its U.S. plans, so some of that 13% is more subscribers, and some of it is the same subscribers paying more. Assume a $25 a month streaming subscription, a stated example you can replace with your own bill. That is $300 a year, and $3,000 over 10 years before a single price increase. The same $25 a month, invested instead at a 7% real return, would grow to roughly $4,300 over 10 years and roughly $30,500 over 30 years assumption. 7% real return, monthly contributions, no taxes or fees. Every price increase raises the number on the left and the opportunity cost on the right at the same time. This is not an argument to cancel anything. It is the same math the company just reported, viewed from the customer's chair instead of the shareholders. When a company's revenue grows partly because it raised prices, the shareholder reads growth and the subscriber pays the growth, and both facts live in the same press release. A stock price is a bet on next quarter, not a grade on last quarter. Netflix beat the grade and lost the bet. What this means? When you see a company beat and drop or miss and rise, the answer is almost always in the guidance rather than the results. The headline reports the quarter. The market already knew the quarter was coming, and it trades on what it did not know. For anyone who uses a product a public company sells, the more useful read is the second one. Follow the price increases, not the share price. The share price is a story about expectations. The price increase is a line in your budget. What this is not? This is not a prediction of where Netflix stock, subscriber growth, or streaming prices go next. This is not advice about buying, selling, or holding Netflix shares or any other security or fund. This is not a recommendation to subscribe to, keep, or cancel any streaming service. This is not a claim that Netflix is cheap, expensive, or fairly priced, which this article takes no position on. The $25 subscription in the real cost math is a state. Sources: Netflix Inc. Q2 2026 shareholder letter and financial results. https://earnetflixnet/financials/quarterly-earnings/default-tasks. Netflix Inc. Form 8K, filed July 16, 2026, U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Edgar. https://www.sec.gov/cgibin/browse-edgar-action=getcompany-and-cik=nflx and type equals 8K. U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Edgar Full Text Search. https://fsecgov/latest/search-index=q=Netflix.